Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pickle Breakers are looking to put themselves into the Guinness Book of World Records for playing nonstop pickleball. Right now, the record is 34 hours and 5 minutes, set by a group of people in the UK. They're going to try to bring the record home to the US. These four players want to stretch that out to 36 hours this weekend. It's also to benefit a great cause, Taylor's Gift. We are joined by Todd Storch. He is the founder of Taylor's Gift, and this is what these pickle maniacs are taking to the court this weekend for. He joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. Todd, thank you so much for the time.
I am glad to be here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. First off, let's start with the very basics. Tell me about Taylor.
Oh my gosh, Taylor. Taylor's my oldest child. Taylor's my oldest child of three, and Taylor was just a ball of joy. She was one of those kiddos that not only did she light a room up, but she was one of those kids that we kind of knew then of how she just made people better around her. And as a parent, that makes you feel amazing. But, you know, even when Taylor passed away, and over the years, including, you know, now, which has been over 15 years, we learn of ways that Taylor touched people. But she had just had a heart of gold. She had just eyes that twinkled amazingly blue, and she just lifted the spirits of everybody around her.
It must have been an extraordinarily difficult decision to decide what to do after that tragic accident on the ski slopes.
Well, let me frame it differently. When we, my wife Tara and I, got asked a question we were never prepared to answer or never thought we'd ever hear, and that was that Taylor was a beautiful candidate to be an organ donor, would we consider donating her organs? That was the easiest question to answer. The answer was immediate yes, as I looked into my wife's eyes and we were sitting next to Taylor. From that great decision, and thank the good Lord, we made that great decision there in that moment. Some wonderful, beautiful, amazing things have come out of just a horrible, tragic event. And yes, I mean, it was as horrible as you can imagine, you know, losing a daughter. But the ability to say yes to organ donation became, at the moment, it was this little speck of light in a long, long, dark hallway, you know, and it just became something that gave us hope. And then as we learned of all the things she was helping with, it was amazing.
Yeah. It's astounding how organ donation is so overlooked, even still to this day. But you literally, you know, they call blood donations giving the gift of life, but I look at organ donation as giving the gift of lives, because you're saving multiple lives.
You have the ability to save multiple lives. I mean, Taylor specifically gave a cornea. She gave sight to a special needs child. She gave her kidneys. We gave her, or her heart was given to an amazing woman named Patricia. They got so many extra years after she was having heart failure, and tissue as well. I mean, there's just there's so many people that we can help when we're gone, and it's the reason why life insurance was never called death insurance, because nobody wants to talk about death. And they named it life insurance because you help people after you're gone. And organ donation is the very same thing. You are helping people after you're gone. And that's why we call it outlive yourself. Do something good beyond when you're here.
Yeah, and you took that motivation into being able to further the cause of organ donations even after Taylor passed and Taylor give that gift of lives.
We did. I was, when I came back to Coppell, because this happened up in Colorado, and we got back to Coppell after the accident and everything that was going on, I started doing some research. And what I found out is that there were very few people from a percentage in the state of Texas that were actually registered to become organ donors. And that didn't make me happy, because I was seeing all the beautiful, I was seeing how this could really be something amazing to help others. And so I immediately wanted to make sure people knew why organization was important, but and most people know it's important, but how to make it easy. And you know, most people think I go and I do it in my driver's license, which of course you do, and you should do that. But also, it's just as easy as going to taylorsgift.org and click register, and you will be registered in the state of Texas. And so all that just is really, really simple. And from that, we learned more and more as we built Taylor's Gift Foundation into a nationwide nonprofit. And we now help families like ours. They're called donor families dealing with loss. Our sole mission is helping those families through a grief support system. And we help families with their grief going through this dark, dark time. And it's the only nonprofit in the entire country that helps the donor family with this. And I'm very, very proud of the work that everyone at Taylor's Gift is doing.
One thing that's also important when we talk about organ donation, which, you know, you talk, it's easy to just check the mark on your driver license or go to taylorsgift.org. But it's also the importance of letting someone else know that you've done this. So if something were to happen to you, that...
I'm so glad you brought that up, David. That is so key. That is so key, because in these terrible moments, and you know, and you pray for everybody listening that they don't ever have to deal with this, of course. But if you do, and you have the opportunity to donate, you know, in that moment, you can imagine how hard it is, you know, to even take in information or to make decisions through that. And it's very important that not only do you register, but have a conversation with your family. Tell your friends, you know, why you registered, why it's important that you want to help others when you're gone. Because in that moment, you just don't know how you're getting, you just don't know how you're going to react to it. And you want to be prepared, and you want to share this, because it is giving to others once you're gone. And that's one of the reasons why we coined the tagline, the phrase, outlive yourself. Because honestly, nobody wants to talk about death. I mean, they really don't. But everybody can get engaged in a conversation about how do we leave the world better than we found it. And that's what outlive yourself is. And just registering to be an organ donor, that's just one single way of how you can outlive yourself.
Yeah, think about it. Is one of the things that people want to know is that they will be remembered. And what better way to be remembered than by the people whose lives you save?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we were very fortunate. My family was very fortunate. We got to know who a lot of the recipients were. We got to meet some of these recipients, and that's pretty rare. A lot of families don't get that for all the reasons of privacy, and some families don't want to meet for all the reasons that you can imagine, and personal reasons. But ultimately, just know that we left the world better than we found it. You know, that's leaving a legacy. And you can leave a legacy just as easy as registering to become an organ donor. Do that at taylorsgift.org and have an awesome conversation with your family around the concept of how can we leave the world better? How can we outlive ourselves? And then just bring up organ donation.
Okay. Now, you don't necessarily associate something as serious and as moving as that with necessarily pickleball. How do the two meet?
Absolutely. So I met this wonderful, wonderful man named CK, and I was introduced to him. And CK is the leader of the team of four people that have a passion to bring this Guinness Book of World Records back to the United States. And it's in Great Britain right now. They want it to be in the United States. And CK is super passionate about pickleball. I just happen to be super passionate about pickleball also, as I'm on my journey of what I want to get accomplished in pickleball. And so we had a lot of things in common. And he told me what he was doing, and I was just, I just fell in love with it. And I learned later, after I helped him organize where it should be and how, you know, and just helping him put the whole thing together. later I learned he had a personal story and why helping people with their mental health was so important to him personally. And he wanted to do something with all the attention he was going to be getting, trying to get this Guinness Book of World Record. And someone else that I knew made sure and introduced Taylor's Gift to him. I didn't even do this. And they introduced him to what Taylor Gift does, about our grief support program. And those paths crossed, and he was like, that's it. They're helping mental health. They're helping people that, you know, that need that help. That is so important to me. And it just came together like that. So you've got a crazy 36-hour pickleball thing. We call it pickleball for a purpose. That's going to be happening. You've got lots of things happening at Pickler Universe, where it's going to be held this weekend in Carrollton. And it's all ultimately to help people with their mental health. And it just came together in a beautiful way.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So how do people get involved with the event on Saturday? Can they come out and hang out and cheer them on and, you know, watch and even somehow keep score as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a number of ways to get involved. So if you come out to Pickler Universe, which is in Carrollton, and all of this information, just go to taylorsgift.org/pickleball, taylorsgift.org/pickleball, where everything's there. You can watch. This is going to be streamed for 36 hours. You can watch that. You can watch it there. You should come out to Pickler Universe. There's going to be vendors and food and fun. There's actually a big pickleball tournament going on at the exact same time. So you're going to get an indoctrination of how awesome the sport is, and you're going to get to cheer this team on. We also, if people are so inclined, we ask and we just say, hey, make a $36 donation to support the 36 hour of pickleball. So basically, you know, there's no fee to attend, and it's all free, and it's all for the fun for family. But if you're interested, you know, $1 an hour, you know, to help support them, just make a $36 donation. And all of this is at taylorsgift.org/pickleball.
How do the players then train for something like this?
Well, you know, so it's kind of like a marathon. It's kind of like an Ironman. You get your training in, you play for long periods of time. But I've been having these questions with the team, and, you know, and just like with a marathon, you really don't run a marathon when you're training. You run to certain distances and then you go from there. And so so they've trained, they've played a long time. They have not played 36 hours straight, and it's going to be a fantastic thing. And so this all should be wrapping up. So it starts at 6 a.m. this Saturday, and it'll be wrapping up 8-ish, 9 p.m. on Sunday. You know, so if people can come out even, you know, late Sunday afternoon after they have dinner, come out to Pickler Universe and cheer them on to help them with the last hour or so to break this world record.
So if they decide 36 isn't enough, let's go to 30. Can they go to 38, 39 if they want to?
They can go as long as they want to, which I don't imagine they will want to, yeah. Once they get to 36. But yeah, they can keep going. There's real specific rules that the Guinness World Record organization puts in place, you know, that they have to follow. You know, it's going to be strenuous. There's no doubt about it.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.